is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And get the button pushed here, the right buttons, and Remnant, we say good morning. It is March 12th, 2022, and we have got a full crew this morning for you, so we thank everybody for joining. And Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Amen. Glad to have you. And Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Josh, from way down south, I hope you're not freezing in that 33-degree weather there, sir, but good morning.
Good morning.
I know 33 down south is, it's cold. It's cold. It's wet and humid, and oh, it can be cold. And Jason, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And again, Remnant, we welcome you. We thank you for joining us. We've got our coffee, and we've got our Bibles. And where it goes from there, you just never know. You just don't. And so we're going to have the phone lines open this morning, and we'll be glad to take your call. But we'll start out with a word of prayer. Jason, would you open us up with that, sir?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us in the direction that we're to go, Father. We just cry out to you, God, save America again. We pray, Father, that you save this country, that we're a country in need of saving, Lord. And we just ask, Father, that you just tend to your remnant, Father. As the nations are in an uproar, Father, we cry out to you and we look to you for our salvation. And we pray that you war with those that war against us, that you fight with those that fight against us, Father. Those that dig the pit for us, Father, we call for them to be the ones that fall into it. We cry out to you for our salvation, for the salvation of this nation, and for the salvation of your people across this land, Father. And we just ask, Father, that you just continue to give us an extra dose of the Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the direction that we are to go and what we're to do and how we're to prepare for these things, Father. And we pray that we can be a blessing to you. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen to that. Well, again, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913, and be glad to take your call. I want to remind everybody the time changes today, good, bad, or indifferent, but I think most of the states follow that, and so we spring forward this evening, turn the clocks forward, right or wrong. It's just one of those things, and I think most of us get times anymore. It seems like off of our cell phones and computers, which seem to automatically update. But anyway, just keep that in mind. That it is nice that the days are getting longer. Boy, that it's sure nice to see that sunrise in the morning and have a little extra time in the evening. Looking so forward to spring, but we're still full bore in winter right now, that's for sure. That is for sure. Certainly the big talk is still check the news in the morning to see if we've gone to full-blown war. Didn't see that we had this morning, and that's a good thing. It would be good, I think, if the people woke up and realized that we've been at war, this nation has, with the enemies of God.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you look at what has happened. I mean, you're just talking about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia and everything like that. I mean, there's more and more information that's coming out that, you know, the Russia's, I mean, Russia's claiming that the U.S. is helping support the bioweapons labs that were in the Ukraine. And, you know, the more information that I look into in that, you know, it appears so. I know that there was a lot of lab stuff that was set up during the Obama administration in Ukraine. There was a lot of funding, and even recently, within the last couple of days, the Pentagon has even taken stuff off their website that supported that. You know, and like we said from the beginning, what they're telling us about this whole thing just it simply isn't so. You know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors that's going on, and you really don't know. You know, there's so much fake news out there, you don't know what to believe and what you can believe. I mean, you know, Facebook hasn't been on anybody's side as far as getting good information out, and you know, they want to block everything coming out of Russia. Instagram, you know, Russia is considering banning, or has, they set a deadline for banning Instagram out of Russia because of false information. You look at, you know, you look at all the false media, you know, they're supporting one agenda and one train of thought. And, you know, usually when they're all going in one direction, you can pretty much look 180 degrees and figure out that, you know, that's probably closer to the truth than anything that they're putting out. So it's just, you know, with this blackball on truth, and it being, you know, listed as politically incorrect, you just really don't know what's going on. And that's what, I mean, the bigger and the more you dig trying to find information on this, the more the rabbit trails just keep popping up. You know, it's really hard to get good information on what's going on over there.
Yeah, we don't, you know, you look at so many things and there's deniers and then there's people in our own government talking about the biolabs saying, yeah, that did happen. And we know that they are in love with this genetic engineering and this changing of God's creation into something that is destructive and doesn't, you know, fulfill its goal that God intended, and they like to play God. So, would it really surprise anybody if that's just the way it is? I mean, it certainly doesn't surprise me any if that's the way it is.
Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, that has come out is, you know, Russia's saying that they were using these biological weapons against them for a long time. They were using birds and fleas and mosquitoes and all kinds of stuff that they were sending over and using them as weapons of warfare. Well, we've been talking about that for a long time. You know, to the common person, that might sound foolish or crazy, but it's been going on for a long time. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can read about in the Book of Enoch. And that's, you know, people say, oh, they don't do stuff like that. Well, I mean, the Book of Enoch talks about it. It talks about them dividing genes and splicing genes. And, you know, basically what they're talking about is genetically modifying these things and, you know, using them as weapons of warfare. You know, and it was interesting because I had a pretty in-depth conversation with a gentleman who's pretty knowledgeable yesterday. And you know, we were talking about the Jewish connection over there in Ukraine. And, you know, he believes that there's a lot of, and I think he's right, based on the information that he had, that, you know, that area is full of Canaanites. And he said that's always been a wicked area, and that's always been an area where there's a lot of evil that's come out of. And he said it's because they're a bunch of damn Canaanites. And I, you know, I tend to agree with him. There's been a lot of stuff coming out that, you know, it makes sense on why, you know, the majority of the world is, you know, back in Ukraine.
Yes. Yes.
From what I understand, go ahead, Dale.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
I was just going to, in support of what we were talking about the birds and the bugs and all the things that they're kicking out, I mean, you know, they get a 750 million lab-modified mosquito release in Florida in 2021. A British company called Oxitec did, and they're gearing up right now to release another 2 billion GMO mosquitoes in Florida and California as well. And, of course, their notation on that is that it's going to fight disease. So, just, yeah, it's being done. I mean, no doubt.
No, I understand that sometime back, I don't know how long ago, the guy was telling me the other day that Hunter Biden was over in Ukraine and he was getting like an $85,000 a month commission or whatever it was. Anyway, they started investigating him, and Joe Biden flew over there and got the guy fired that was investigating. He said, I'm leaving here in 6 hours, and before the 6 hour, the guy was investigating was fired. So there's a lot of corruption apparently in Ukraine. And what I've seen lately, they want to just blame Putin for it, but he's not. See, they're trying to drag him in on this, and everything you see on TV is probably orchestrated. They can do that, you know, with Hollywood's been good at that for years, but I don't know what's going on for sure. But I know that, you know, Putin stands for more righteousness than America does, with no queers and all that other stuff that he stands against. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't think it is a fears, and I do think something's going on in Ukraine that nobody wants to find out. So they don't want the people to know, at least.
And I still stand firm that it's one of the things that, you know, it's one of those breadbaskets of you know, Europe. It's you know, they got that fertile black dirt, and you know, they produce so much commodities. I think what it, you know, underlying, I think that's one of the things that it's a grab for power. And you know, if people can't see the writing on the wall for you know, food shortages and famines, then you know, they need to really wake up. I mean, they're already talking about, you know, how this is going to stop all of you know, Europe. If you look at the amount of wheat and the corn and the commodities that come out of that area, you know, and in war, there, you know, it tends to stop supply chains. You know, and you tie that in with the fertilizer prices that you know, have doubled, plus, you know, and it looks like they're going to double again. There's these farmers that are all across Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota and stuff that are already saying that they can't afford, and they can't afford to, or they can't get the fertilizer that they normally do. Now, I'm not promoting fertilizer by any means or saying that they need to be doing that, but I'm just saying that there's farmers that are saying that they're not going to be able to do it. And you top that with the fuel prices that we're seeing. a lot of these farmers are just saying that, you know, that they were barely breaking even before, it breaking even. Now with the fuel prices and with the fertilizer prices topped on the seed prices, that they go in the hole based on the commodities prices just to farm. They said they're better off not doing anything. Well, you know, you got a big farming operation. You can't afford not to be. You got to have income. You know, it's that's just plain and simple. That's the way it works. So I'm not sure what's going to happen as far as on that front, but it's a serious issue. You know, and you know, the farming is a big deal. You know, when especially with these fuel prices that we're seeing. You know, where's that going to head?
Yeah, fuel plays into so many things, and the lies that are just, I mean, it was just a few weeks ago, seems like, I mean, it was more like several months, but, you know, we were the largest exporter of petroleum in the world during the Trump administration. We rose to that position, and supposedly shortly, you know, in that time frame where we were only importing less than 1% of our fuel from Russia, now all of a sudden these higher fuel prices are being bought off on the fact that, well, we import more than 4% from Russia. And, of course, with the sanctions, like, we're not going to do that anymore, so fuel prices need to go up. And that alone, the price at the pump, is not just a dampener on the economy. It's a guillotine, really, because fuel, not just pump prices, but petroleum in general runs everything from plastics to medical to, like you said, fertilizer and herbicides. It plays into every single thing that you touch every day. And given the price of the barrel price of oil, which they're trying to correct by driving it up right now hard, but there's a huge disconnect between the barrel price of oil and the price of the pump. I mean, they're totally unjustified. It should go the other way. The barrel price would rise, and then the price at the pump would rise. What we're seeing is a total flip, a Freudian slip, if you will, as far as the fact that they're driving the prices up. And I think they're worried about just things just like this American trucking display and people going through there that stuff going on, because people are, you know, and it plays into our infrastructure. I mean, it plays into the quality of roads you have, the quality of life in your state, and it plays into national trade and to a great effect global trade, which it just, you know, it's just exactly what they want. It's kind of like when we were talking last Saturday about the school system. It's not broken. This is what they want. I mean, they want to bring everything to its knees and destroy everything. They're not interested in fixing it or making it better, or some of these people talk about a global economy or a one world, control. It's not about that either. It's about the destruction of the God's creation in every form and function it has, and that's what they want to do. That's what we're fighting against, those evil ones in high places and those principalities that seek the destruction of God's creation. And that's the disconnect when people can't, when it's like, I don't get what's going on, you know.
Well, I mean, it's real simple. I mean, you think about it, it's like, okay, if shutting down the pipeline over there in Europe, from Russia, the fuel pipeline, is bad for the Russian economy, then why is it not shutting down the pipelines in the United States bad for our economy? I mean, hello, people, wake up. I mean, it's war, you know, and we've been telling people for a long time it's out and out war. It's just becoming more evident now.
Oh, it is. And when you look at what this administration is pointing out, they've opened up negotiations for more oil with Venezuela, communist country, with Iran, terrorist country, and with Saudi Arabia. Like, the people in Saudi Arabia don't have enough gold-plated Mercedes-Benz to drive around that we have paid for. the previous generations here in this country. And that is, it's exactly what you're saying, Tim. It is destruction. It's war. It's take our resources, leave them where they are, and be totally dependent on this global economy. On, you know, yeah, we really don't, you know, it's going by plan. Because when we think, you know, no, we don't need to deal with Venezuela. We don't need to get oil from them. We don't need to open up beef imports with South America, which is when oil imports open up down there. That's certainly what follows. We don't need to be paying Venezuela more money for oil. They're in bed with Russia. They are a communist country. And you know, Iran... Really? Do we need to be sending more millions and billions of dollars there? And Saudi Arabia the same way. But that is what this leadership, whether you call it this black economy, black government, shadow government, whatever you want to call it, that's who they're in bed with. That's their plan. Paul, you mentioned that about Hunter O'Biden, getting money from the Ukraine. Everybody's forgot about that. That whole thing came up, but nobody cares. Yeah, it's Hunter Biden. It's Pelosi's kid, Schumer's kid. All of them are just on the payroll for the Ukraine National Gas Association. They're all board members, so they can be paid off. And that's as plain as the nose on a Jew's face. To people that can see, you know, but to the others, oh no, it's horrible. It's horrible what's going on. It is hard to believe what is going on. Hard to differentiate in the media, but there's plenty going on. I still go back to the first color movie that came out, The Wizard of Oz. And what was the two things? One, Dorothy always had the power to go home. All she had to do was believe. And boy, that's a telling for God's people for sure. And then the other great thing that came out of that movie, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And that's what we are. We have generations that are behind the curtain that are hell-bent on destruction, as was mentioned earlier. It sure seemed like things are going their way. We think, things were looking good here. Like you mentioned, Tim, you know, the economy was good. Fuel prices were down. Jobs were up. We were on the yellow brick road. Things were looking great. But that's not the plan of the enemy. That's not the plan of the enemies of Christ, who come to steal, kill, and destroy. You might say it's in their genetics. Today's Bible reading plan, I'm going to go back to that. We're reading in 1 Samuel. We read of a guy called Goliath. And, you know, Pastor taught that just as David faced this giant back then, that today we face, what do you call them, Jason? Intellectual giants. People that, you know what? They're smarter than we are. They play this multidimensional chess game here in this world with their own language and their own ways, bent on destruction. And that's what we're up against. Because David relied on his God to strengthen him, and he was able to overcome that giant, we have to remember that we too, that's an example for us, that when we trust in God, when we don't get caught up, we don't look at the giant, we don't look that he's however tall and all these weapons and everything that he is, we remember how our God has delivered us, what he has done for us. And when we do that, we have victory, whether it's a physical giant or an intellectual giant. you know, everybody around David, what a story that is, because everybody around David said, you know, here, you need this armor, or are you crazy, and what are you doing? And even the giant looked at him and cursed him, but it was to his downfall. And that's the battle we're in right now, I think it is. It's against this giant that, you know, has the false media, has, you know, how many, does anybody have a church in their area, or has anybody heard anything about, you know, what we're talking about this morning? What you said, Jason, about, hey, wait a minute, maybe things are not what they appear to be. I think the majority of the, and you have to call them Judeo-Christians, because that's what they are in this land. They put Judaism above Christ, and they're all, boy, they have just followed this hook, line, and sinker, it seems like. And it just, like you said, Jason, it just doesn't smell right, you might say.
Well, we got to go
back.
There's
a lot of things that are going on. I mean, and there's, you take, you know, this Freedom Convoy that was up in Ottawa, Canada, just recently. I mean, it's, you know, there's been distraction after distraction, and they take the people's focus off of one thing. I mean, you know, we've had, and you can go down the list. I mean, just even COVID-19, mask mandates, vaccination mandates, this and that. And it's always something, and then there's the next biggest thing in the news right now. You know, right now they got, you know, up in Canada, I mean, they seized all the cryptocurrencies, all the donations that were supposed to go to the Freedom Convoy, basically labeled them a terrorist organization, seizing their funds. I mean, and that's still going on. There's still people that are in jail because of that, and, you know, people aren't asking, you know, what happened to those people or where are they at? You know, a headline that came out yesterday on the Hill was Ottawa police investigate officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy protest. Ottawa police are conducting an internal investigation into a small number of officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy protest that disrupted the Canadian Capitol last month. Ottawa's interim police chief, Steve Bell, told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation on Thursday that the department had already launched an inquiry and was committed to the internal investigation. I mean, and that's after they had been going door-to-door on people that just commented and supported people that were on the convoy, you know, on Facebook and on social media, YouTube, different stuff like that, trying to get the information out. You know, same thing with the convoy that we've had going through the United States. You know, where is that? It's, you know, people, for lack of fuel, fire goes out. And there is, there's a lot of fires that have been started, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and, you know, the enemies are just, you know, suppressing it, you know, in all ways, shapes, and forms. I know there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, screaming the world's coming to an end, and there's, I've run into a few people, not a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that are really scared about this whole war thing, and, you know, World War III, this and that, and, you know, is it possible? Absolutely it's possible. You know, we don't know. We know that a lot of these things are prophesied. You know, at the same time, it's, you know, getting back to it, it's, you know, you got to look at what the Bible has to say about Gog and Magog. You know, from years gone by, talking with Pastor, he always believed, and going back to a lot of information that he got from Colonel Jack Moore, was, you know, Gog and Magog, that was Russia and China. You know, and we've got to ask ourselves, where do they stand in the whole midst of this together? You know, you know, where does this fit into, you know, biblical prophecy? We don't know. You know, I think that the handwriting's on the wall, and, you know, there's people that are trying to get certain things and commodities and trying to stockpile stuff, and, you know, is now the time to do that? No, that time to do that was before, when the prices were a little bit better and a little bit cheaper. You know, we've got a duty to be prepared for things to come. But at the same time, you know, we don't live in fear. You know, our faith is in our Savior and our Creator is one of the things that we need to, you know, and a lot of people are being taught all across the world right now, that's where they need to, that's what they need to be relying on. You know, they need to be, you know, have that faith and have trust and stuff. And it's not for everybody to, you know, prepare and make preparations in the same way. A lot of people say, you know, ask the question, you know, what do I need to be doing? Well, you should know that by now. And if you don't, it's something that you need to pray about and expect an answer. I know when Josh prepares for something, he doesn't do it just the way that Jason does it. And does that mean that Josh is right and Jason's wrong? No, it means that Josh is doing what Josh is supposed to be doing for his household, and Jason's doing what Jason needs to be doing for his household. You know, and sometimes it's that iron sharpening iron. You know, sometimes we learn from each other and figure out what other people are doing. But I'm excited about what has been going on just over the last couple of years. I mean, we've seen so many different things happening, but at the same time, we've seen so many doors that are opening. And I believe for a remnant that there is, Second Chronicles 7:14, happening before our eyes. People are waking up and people are getting back on the farms. I mean, canning jars are starting to become available. But people for the last, 2 years, people have been canning. They've been going, the farmers markets are growing. People are getting back on the family farm. They're having gardens. They're getting a few animals. They're having chickens. They're raising their own eggs. They're breaking loose of these churches. And they're realizing that their preachers are lying to them. They're realizing that their politicians are lying to them. You know, and that's huge. There's a spell that's been broken across this country. I believe that people are waking up, and under the circumstances of them waking up, does that make it bad? No, it's still a good thing when people start waking up, because people are waking up and they're saying their prayers, they're having faith, they're trusting in the Heavenly Father, and they're putting their hands back in the dirt, and I believe that they're taking action, and people are. Also, taking they're putting more effort into training their children and teaching them some of the skills that maybe their grandparents had that haven't been taught to a lot of different generations. People are changing all across the board. And for good and for bad, but there is a remnant that is rising up and waking up, and that's encouraging. And we need to just continue to focus on that in the midst of the war that we're dealing with and the battles that are before us. We need to be training our replacements and to be better stewards of this land than we are.
Well, the Bible says that all things work together for good to those that believe. Now, we believe. When you talk about, agriculture and fertilizer, there's a place in the Old Testament where the land got its Sabbath, and God shut the whole thing down. So apparently they were farming fence row to fence row back then, just going for the cash, too. So, I mean, we got to look at God's hand in this thing. He's shutting this whole thing down.
Amen.
You talk about Gog and Magog, there's a place where, Gog has got a hook in his jaw. He has to come whether he wants to or not, and they are going to come, and when they do, what happens. We got this whole place is being run over. I get these magazines and agriculture, vegetables and apples and stuff particularly, but all the professors that are coming in are foreigners now. This whole, when God said the stranger will rule over you, they're all taking over the whole education system. And I seen by looking on the news before I got on, there's a bipartisan bill being, I don't read what it was, but that's the illusion. Everybody thinks they can make a law that's going to change this thing. The only way is go back to God. The preachers and the revolutionary started that war. I got a book here about 3 inches thick. It's a political sermon of the American Revolutionary War, and this is where it's going to start. It's going to start in a church. When that church wakes up and comes, get rid of the, there's a place in Jeremiah, I think it's 23, where the pastors are useless. They're absolutely useless, and that's what we have in our pulpits today, because they haven't taught you right from wrong. This is what's coming down. We have to just look at God, because this is working. It's his hand, and he is going to be glorified in the whole thing, and he don't need no help. So, and not only that, Babylon is set on man's rules. That's made on man's rules, and they're ignoring God's rules. And this is what we all look to. You go to a court, there is absolutely no justice in court. You bring up the law or God's law or the Constitution, they'll actually throw you out. So Yeah, it's really a good time if you look at it properly. But we're not, you know, you talk about the infrastructure, too. How do you suppose that old highway was when it came out of Egypt? Probably paved and guttered and streetlights, don't you think? We ain't saving that one either.
Right.
Hey, Josh, we haven't heard from you, and what's your 2 cents worth?
Well, I certainly think it's an interesting coincidence that, you know, some of the Freedom Convoy and all up in Canada, they threw everything that they could throw at it, and it was still happening and gaining support and growing in numbers and getting stronger, and it was catching on down here. And then all of a sudden, like somebody else mentioned, that, you know, the fuel prices went out of sight, and which wasn't reflected in oil prices. And just a heck of a coincidence, you know, that that happened and the timing that it did, because, you know, making it to where folks couldn't afford to get on the road, or making it harder for them to be able to get together and show that support. And not saying it's a, you know, conspiracy or anything, or that, you know, it's not just a coincidence, but if I was them, you know, that'd have been a pretty good way for me to shut folks down from being able to make a showing like that. And as y'all mentioned earlier, they play chess, we play checkers. You know, God don't get any glory out of a fair fight, and they. When I know different ones of us have discussed it in the past, but sometimes when you try to get in these intellectual battles with them, you know, you realize that you can't do it yourself. It's got to come from God, and when you try to do it yourself, or me, whenever I try to do it myself, a lot of times I just end up wanting to punch him in the mouth because I can't, I'm not as fast or as witty or whatever as they are. You know, so I just default to, okay, well, I'll crush you then, you know. And that's not the way that we fight. And you can try it, and we've all tried it, and we've all seen how it works out. You know, but we got to be in Christ, and that's where our power and our strength and our might's got to come from. That's where our direction's got to come from, that daily bread. You know, we do need to not get caught up in the prepping thing and look to that as a guide, and we need to look to God for our daily bread. But also, too, when you're going on a trip and you get down below a half tank of fuel, you need to be thinking about where to stop and get fuel, because apart from divine intervention, which I've never experienced, you know, whenever that low fuel light goes on, at some point in time, you're going to run out of fuel. So you got to make preparation. and then God's got to show us. And it's you know, you pointed out, Jason, about us all doing things differently. There's been so many divisions and fights and everything. But this person thinks they need to do it this way. Another person needs to, you know. But we do so much better if we worry about what we're doing. Rather than our brother and trying to compare, because it don't matter what you've got versus what I've got. That shouldn't be an issue to me. I should be looking over me and my household and looking to God for direction. But there's a balance, and everybody needs to find that balance and not look to anything that we're doing as a God. Look to God for direction, for Him to provide for us. And the same way that He provides for the birds, He'll provide for us. And we should not worry about it.
Amen to that.
Amen.
But I agree with you, Jason, on, you know, as far as the change. There is getting to be more knowledge, at least from what I've seen around here. Folks are looking to the older ways more, and they're enjoying doing a lot of the stuff that that was kind of lost in my parents' generation. You know, one of y'all talking about spending some time with your grandparents and grandparents doing it, that made me think about the contrast of my grandparents' lives versus my parents' lives. And my parents did not carry on a lot of the same things that my grandparents did. They lived a much different life. And there were a lot of things that were lost, you know, as far as having the big gardens and the cattle and the this and that. They had a different perspective and outlook on life. And I guess I really had not considered that, you know, just that generation was so much different. And so hopefully with our generation, you know, we can get back to some of the basics and having that knowledge so that we're not destroyed for lack of knowledge, be it both biblical and scriptural knowledge, and then also too, you know, being productive in the survival knowledge and knowing how to grow a garden and can your food and eat your own food. You don't have to worry as much about getting poison whenever, you know, in your food, whenever you produce it yourself. And even that
being
said,
you
still
wrong.
Yeah. But even that being said, you still better pray over everything you put in your mouth. You know?
No, I agree. Well, it's you look at the societies and we've just become such a temporary, you know, throwaway society. You know, and you look at the amount of waste that people have are used to incurring nowadays. You know, and everything's so temporary. Well, with you know, with people, you know, today, it's, I mean, people don't have enough food. Generally, it's like people are going to the grocery store two or three times a week. You know, and there's a lot of people that go to the grocery store every day or every other day, and you know, pick up what they're going to have for dinner and pick up what they're going to have for breakfast the next morning. You know. That sort of thing has changed so much, and they look at it as convenience. Well, you know, it's a lot more convenience to go to the pantry and figure out what you're going to have, or go to the, you know, deep freeze. And that's kind of a foreign concept to a lot of people, which is, you know, just kind of mind blowing. You know, our grandparents there, they were busy all the time. I mean, if they had jobs and worked out of the home, when they came home, they always had gardens or had animals to tend to or something that they were doing, you know. And I know with both sides of my grandparents, it was in the evening, they were doing something that was, you know, something that was productive. Nowadays, it's there's a lot of unproductive people. You know, there's a lazy generation. There's people that don't like to work. There's people, a lot of people out there that work harder at not working than they do at working.
That's a fact. I have seen that firsthand. Yeah. Where it's true. You know, think back about, or I do, you know, sitting on my grandma's great big front porch, and either we were shelling peas or cleaning peanuts, or shucking corn, you know, and you'd have a group of family around that would be visiting while they're doing that. You know, nobody was looking at their phone. There wasn't any TV on. We were on the front porch, you know, blanching and putting up and canning and freezing. And it was just, that was normal. And that's a good thing. And we need to unplug as much as we can and get back to actually being, you know, not just physically with people, but mentally being with the people that you're around and where you're at, and engaged, because there's a hollowness about people right now, you know, with the phones and the constant connection and technology and everything, you know, where we're not truly with each other. Even when we are there.
Yeah, there's no community.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, we've lost that Christian community where people are actually interested in what's going on with their brother, sister, friend, neighbor. You know, it's a hole in their life, and they think they have this false sense of community, but those people don't really care. You know, I mean, the participants in a lot of those phony things that they're taking care of, they're kind of like the wind. I mean, You don't get any response. You don't get any reaction. And that's not God's way of doing things. I mean, we are, God's people are vested in each other. It's like, you know, when somebody has a problem, it's like, what can I do to make it better? What can I do to help? You know, if not, you know, first off, I'm going to pray for you. Second off, what have we got we can send, or what have we got that we can do, you know, the physicality of it to make it work better. And those things are missing out of a whole host of people's lives today. They're out there, which is part of that denial of that kinship and that community is what makes people feel like they're powerless to do anything. You know, I mean, it's like they just feel like they're all alone, and you hear that all the time.
And it's back to that principle, what you freely give that you'll get to keep, and that, you know, whenever whatever you hold on to is going to be taken from you. And we are meant to do for other folks. We're meant to give, and then so much of that comes from love. That comes from actually caring about our brother and loving them and wanting to see them prosper. You know, like what you're saying, you know, about do people truly care or love or do? Oh, the social media stuff, you know, you see pictures of rainbow butterflies and unicorns and you get 1,000 likes or some funny little something. But a lot of times if you put some scripture on there or something that's really got some meat to it, you know, everybody will go on past that because that's not truly the folks are there on social media for themselves. They get the likes and the that feel good feeling from that of being popular, you know, but there's nothing to that. And people hold on to that like it's a real relationship, but it's not.
Boy, it's so right. That feel, I like how you put that, that feel good feeling. There's nothing to it. And it comes and goes, you know, because it's those feelings. And it's not, it's certainly not anchored in the Word of God. It's not anchored in family anymore. It is. It's all self. And, you know, what makes me feel good? What do I think about that? And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter what we think about something. It's what does the Word say? But that is such a foreign concept on people. And we see that feel-good feeling everywhere. You know, people out here, they want windmills. They want green energy. They think they do anyway. They don't understand it. They don't understand that the green energy is the most expensive and least reliable out there. They don't realize that. We've seen that, you know, what's it been lately? Even old Department of Transportation, the filthy faggot Buttigieg that's been appointed, you know, says that, well, you know, we need to buy green cars. We need to buy electric cars and not worry about oil. And there's a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, that's what we should do. It's a feel-good feeling. It's as wrong and as fake and as false as it can be, but that's what people are going on now. Yeah, give me that quick fix, and they are, I think, very shortly going to be in for a very rude awakening.
You know, and that goes hand in hand with ignorance and people truly not knowing. And I don't judge people on everybody's in a different situation. But if you know, folks listen, if you got your children in the public school system, I won't be too derogatory. You need to pray about it and see if that's what you should really be doing, because our people are dumbed down so much that they don't have what we consider to be common sense. But it's not that it's common sense, it's just they haven't been taught, they haven't been exposed to it. And the fact that, you know, you're talking about the electric cars, just the common sense of that our electrical infrastructure right now barely keeps everything going as it is. But yet, if you took and plugged in two vehicles at every household, you would melt the grid down. There's not enough from the power plant all the way to the transformer at your house. There's not enough capacity to carry that. And it just amazes me that people don't see. I mean, because regularly you hear about the brownouts and the blackouts and the power grid and the, you know, the frets and worries about it, and how people think that you can add these battery power vehicles that are supposed to be charging at your house at night to that, and it take it, you know, kind of beyond me.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that, you know, and we're talking about things that are happening on a national level. There's a lot of things that are happening on local and state levels too that people need to be aware of. And I know people get burned out in politics, and you know, there's a lot of people that have the attitude, well, it just doesn't matter, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Well, that's the wrong attitude to happen, because we are to take dominion. I mean, that's one of the things that God put us on here on earth to do, and that's what Adam, man, was supposed to do. You know, it's you know, it's sometimes it's easy just to, you know, stick your head in the sand and say whatever will be, but you know, it's and sometimes it's not popular, and you can go on and on and talk about all the different things. But one thing that was interesting to me is here in Colorado, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, they just you know, they had big headlines and everything. They were talking about people that they were promoting that the parks pass, you know, this year the cost is coming down. Normally this year it is $84. I guess the last couple of years it's been, you know, in the $80-$85 range, and it's coming out next year it's going to be $29. Well, that's you know, that's because they're adding all the rest of it onto your vehicle registration unless you opt out. Starting next year, in 2023, next year was when you would if you go and register your vehicle in the state of Colorado, they automatically add your parks pass onto it, so that you have it, and you know, unless you go in and opt out of it. But you know, that's just, you know, one more way that they're just, you know, adding on other fees. They say that doing this is going to add another $54 million to the state parks and wildlife in the state of Colorado. Things like that are happening all over the country, you know, and you know, it's hard to keep track of everything. But you know, people need to pay attention and you know, and fight back. I mean, that's the remnant's job, is to be aware of these things and to fight back, you know. And I know we're running out of time, but in the midst of the storm, you know, smile, spend time with your family, have faith, put your trust in the Lord. You know, one thing that I've sent and sent a lot of people to is the I Am Confessional that we offer, and we offer that free of charge if anybody wants that. But it's a positive affirmations of what you are in Christ and your position is as a Christian. And if you take that as being a Christian soldier, it's very encouraging and very empowering, and encourage people, if they don't have that, to order it from us. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Just like the Gideon soldiers of old, you know, though weary, they pressed on, and we need to continue to smile at the future, you know, and put our faith in the Lord and do our part. It'll completely change your attitude once you start doing that. Figure out a way to fight back against everything that we're being hit with.
Amen.
When praying about stuff is where we should to start, but that shouldn't be all that we do, is just pray about it. You know, pray about it and pray about for the Lord to show us if there's something we're supposed to do. Follow it with action, just like what you're saying. Yep. Jason, that's the key.
Take action.
Amen.
Stir up to action. Yeah.
Well, guys, we are out of time, and want to thank everybody for joining us, and callers, didn't have time to get to you on the call, we do invite you to join us at church tomorrow. We're planning on having church starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Eastern, and 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. And you can join us at scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream, and we'll plan on seeing you there.
rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, Snake High. Fast and pray together, make them hell send forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, Snake High.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake Hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, Snake High.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake High. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.